Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Today was rock bottom. As early as you could be in the season and hit a rock bottom, that's what today was. And with the Yankees, if this was not a team that had run it back, I tell you, you know what? I feel like you told me the Yankees weren't hitting, but they were doing everything else well outside of a Jazz debacle on that last scoring play in today's game. I would tell you, all right, no harm, no foul. They're going to figure it out. But now you go back and you say, this is 160-plus games of these guys. And for the Mets, and starting with their star, a guy I love, my favorite player on the team, Francisco Lindor, starting with their star, have been putrid. Outside of Lou Bob and Francisco Alvarez, I guess you want to throw out a couple of the pitchers there. Nobody on this squad is doing anything to boast any kind of confidence. Their body language sucks. Their play on the field sucks. Their approach at the plate sucks. The owner on Twitter sucks. And we're going to have to wait for the GM to come out and hit us with the buzzwords this week about what he thinks is going to happen. I don't want to hear about Juan Soto not being there, and that's why we got to wait to react in any harsh kind of fashion. The Oakland Athletics, I almost got that out there. The Sacramento Athletics are not trotting out a superstar lineup. The San Francisco Giants are not trotting out superstars at every position. The Cardinals are in rebuild mode. And none of them do I have to hear about. It's early and the weather's cold. Not enough fans showed up. The fans are showing up. They're loud. They're desperate. We'll get to them in a few. And this might hurt Nico's feelings as well. But, you know, 90 seconds for a bum. And then we got to play a video for Luis Severino, who's been here, was here for a half a season. Full season, whatever. This has been as bad of a start to a season for a team that could not start bad. And I am the first person to tell you it's too early, because it is too early. But what I'm seeing right now is a disgrace. They don't look like a good team. Bo Bichette looks terrible. I don't care about the home run today. He looks terrible. Can't play the field. Hasn't done anything in the batter's box. Mark Vientos, the once you start to believe in him, he turns into a pumpkin again. Lou Bob and Alvarez, besides those two, there is nobody on this squad offensively, position player-wise, that I have any faith in. I sit here and I got to say, well, Jared Young's playing well. Pitching-wise, they let Senga down today. You go out there and he doesn't have his best stuff. And Lindor forgets to cover second base again. And Vientos boots a ball. And Marcus Semien, the only guy who I'm like, if he's not hitting whatever, he's a gold glover, boots a ball. And you let the game get out of hand. And they fought back. They went out there, they teased you. They gave you enough hope to then make me look like an imbecile as I'm walking around listening to Howie. And I'm dropping F-bombs in the street. And I look like the homeless guy on the J train. It's a disaster. And for a team that could not start this way, for a GM that I've defended basically everybody on the squad, for a GM that needed the team to start well, or at least look like a competent baseball team, I don't want to hear run prevention ever again in my life talking about the 2026 Mets. Don't want to hear it. And you're trying to kid out there, and this is not to get on Carson Bench, but it's time to make some tough decisions. We can't just give guys at-bats in the major leagues. Bring up Tommy Pham, have him slap the clubhouse around, and get a major leaguer in there. Because the kid can't play against a lefty that's tough, and you got to put Beatty out there who looks lost. And then everyone's talking about how great Vientos was at first base. He's going to get the gold glove. Look at how great he is. And then today he looked like a joke. And it was funny when he dropped the fly ball, and then he gives you the pump-up sign. Because we're having fun. I'm not having fun. This is not fun right now. This team looks terrible. McClain, Clay Holmes, Devin Williams, they've been good pitching-wise. Everyone else, Luis Garcia, terrible. Luke Weaver, terrible. Senga, again, can we get just three decent starts in a row from you? The vision could not have been more murky with this Mets team. And both teams are setting up that if they don't change things, they're going to cost people jobs. And Mendoza's not the problem with the Mets. Boone is not the problem with the Yankees. And the Yankees are a whole nother thing because I've been very positive about them. I still think they have everything right in front of them. To quote the great Aaron Boone, everything's right in front of them. And again, that's not a shot at Boone. It's more a shot at what this team is right now. And if you told me that a team that had put a bunch of new pieces together with the guys they have in that lineup isn't hitting, but they're doing everything else well, I'd be like, you know what? That's got to be a good sign. But you know what they're doing right now? They're letting the Blue Jays and the Orioles and the Red Sox hang around because they're playing like crap. Judge has been terrible. He let the country down, and now he's letting New York down. And Stanton, I came on, maybe I am a mush, because I came on here and told you how big of an X factor Stanton was, and since that first homestand, he's done nothing. Or since that first, week of the season, he has done nothing. Caballero finally has a good game today. Jazz looks like he's lost right now. Between his terrible ABS decisions and his play in the field, lost. Almost as lost as Francisco Lindor. Again, guys call me biased at times. I'm just being fair. The guy wants to have a C on his chest, and I wanted him to have it. He looks like the worst player on the field right now. He's costing the team at a whole nother level. You know, I can forgive miscues when you're making a play and, you boot a ball, or, not in the sense of the game, but I could see that as, just a bad play. But when you're forgetting how many outs there are, you're lackadaisical on the base pads, you're forgetting what to do and you're at a position, that is unacceptable. If Lindor boots a ball, whatever, pops up, whatever. But then to pair that with absent-mindedness, to pair that with a complete lack of awareness of what's going on the field, and you're supposed to be the leader. Disaster. And I'm starting to fear that he's cracking under the pressure. The bogus outside noise and the political nonsense that people are trying to attach to the situation. And his shields are gone. Alonso's gone, and Nimmo is gone. So right now, the number one person who's good, we'll get on certain role players, and we'll get on certain pitchers, but the guy's the face of the franchise. And if they struggle, he's going to be the target of the fan base. It's not going to be Soto. It's not going to be the young players. It's not going to be the new guys because they may be gone in a year. And we're lining up for it. I can already see the writing on the wall. Bo Bichette is going to have a terrible season, and he's going to opt back in. After we were saying, it's a short deal. He's going to opt out. No, he's going to opt right back in.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a disaster. And the season is not over. 888-808-1019. You're going to call in and tell me it's early. The Yankees, it's early. The Mets, it's early. Yeah, it is early. A lot could change. In a week when I talk to you again on Saturday, I could be like, all right, I overreacted a little bit. In this moment, it does not feel like that is changing. Specifically with the Mets, they don't run the bases. They can't field. They can't hit. They barely can pitch. That is not a good baseball team. And for the Yankees, your expectations are higher than what the Mets were. Your expectations are to win World Series. Your expectation was to get to the Fall Classic. So maybe no, you may not end up being a bad team that misses the playoffs. But you are costing yourself good outing after good outing. Fried goes out there again and pitches a gem. Schlittler's going to go today. You cannot botch this. You cannot continue to leave great starts on the table. And the fielding has been great, but now, today, There were some chips in the armor. There were some dents, some blemishes, some scuffs that are being found underneath the paint. And I'm a big Jazz Chisholm guy. Disastrous. There's not much you could do to excuse what this team has done early on. And for the Mets, it's tenfold. And they are both lining up to cost Boone and Mendoza their jobs. And some of you might rejoice that. These guys are not responsible for what's happened so far. Mendoza is really not responsible. If it was the young players making mistakes, not running the bases, not knowing how many outs there were, not covering the right bags, that's one thing. But when it's your stars, that's a disaster. When it's your big free agent moves and your trade moves, disaster. Freddy Peralta, can we get through an inning unscathed? He was bad in his first two starts. He finally bounces back this weekend. It's like, all right, he's going to give us a good start. And he can't even get through that last inning. He's got to walk the bases loaded, or however they got the bases loaded there. And Brazoban, who's been one of our better relief pitchers this year, has to come in and be perfect? That's not why we traded for you. And it is early. It is early. But I can't help but feel like the stench of last year has a lot more to do with Nimmo and McNeil's bad attitude and Pete Alonso. It feels like it is just going to continue to happen. And I am never that guy. I'm not one of these, oh, you wear, you know, it's the Jets or it's the Mets or it's the Nets and it's just going to happen. That's the franchise, so it's just going to happen. I've never really been one of those people. But right now, this Mets team, it feels off. The vibes feel wrong. And I've never been one of those people who said that. I know that there were issues in the clubhouse. I never felt it the way I feel it right now. Yeah, it is weird that Lindor's forgetting to do this, to quote Mendoza. It is bad that all I got to hear about is Gary Cohen quote how great Bichette and Semien and Luis Robert were and Lubob were with runners at scoring position in their career. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I want them to do it. I don't want to hear about the potential of Mark Vientos and Brett Beatty anymore. They're not rookies. I want them to do it. The only guy on the team, and it's been like this for a while, even when he's hitting struggles, that feels like he's got a moxie to him, is the catcher. Even when he stinks, he still finds a way to compete out there. He gets his ass kicked. Alvarez goes out there, and he's actually performing this year. So he's able to go with the ups and the downs. It's crazy that if you would have told me Alvarez was hitting early on, I'd be like, this Mets team is set up. And I don't care that Soto's not in the lineup. There's too much talent on paper for them not to hit. It's a joke. And I better hear David Stearns speak. I don't care if they go out and win 20-0 today. Stearns better speak this week. Cohen, get off of Twitter and get your GM in front of a microphone. I've defended these guys to no end. And believe me, I'll be back. If they play well, I'll be back. They don't deserve any defense right now. And the worst part about all of this, the worst part, and I told this to Nico, I told this to Al, it doesn't even matter if they brought the other guys back because they stink too. Diaz just blew a save. Alonso's off to a slow start. Nimmo's doing okay. McNeil, before he had these two games against the Mets, has been awful. The only guy who's done anything is Blake Tidwell, and that was against the Mets. And for the Yankees, you battle back today. You have to win that game. It's not going to decide your season, but that's the kind of game you have to win. And then you don't just lose it. It felt like I went from going into that 10th inning, the top of the 10th, I'm like, man, the Yankees really doing something right now. Like, I was like, this is going to feel like a good win. They've struggled. They didn't play offensively well today, and they're going to pull this out with timely hitting, big hits, good defense. Bellinger was making every play in left field today. And then you end it that way in the 10th. Did a ball leave the infield? Bednar, I get it. He was being aggressive. He probably should have let somebody else field that ball. And Jazz, the quote afterwards with Jazz saying he doesn't know the rule. To be fair, he said it didn't matter, whatever he was trying to do wasn't going to work anyway, which I guess I can respect that for not trying to hide and play dumb, which you can't play dumb at that point. But that's disastrous. It can't be like this, this early. For the Yankees, maybe because I am not a fan of the Yankees, it doesn't feel as dire. Maybe I do have that blind spot and I could step back from my emotion. The Mets, it feels bad. They ended last year with 3 months of bad baseball. They're starting this year with bad baseball. Can't throw, can't field, can't run, can't hit in the clutch. Barely get a good start out of guys. Your star pitchers stink outside of McLean. Clay Holmes pitches well, comes out with hamstring tightness. They got to bury Dickie Lovelady's arm in the ground and hope it grows back because they overused it so much. And we're calling up Craig Kimbrell, and I got to be excited about the ancient condor. This is not, I got crushed because, you know, maybe I was too even keel. I thought they were an 87-win team. They're kind of playing worse than that right now or about that. But I assumed Lindor would be slow to start. I did not think he would be one of the worst players on the team. A guy that, if he was a second, third-year player, we'd be saying he's got to get sent back down to the minors because he doesn't know how to count the outs. He doesn't know what bag to cover. Marcus Semien, I didn't expect him to hit. He hasn't been excellent in the field. Run prevention. I mean, Polanco's been hurt, but when he's played, he looks like a guy who's never played first base. Vientos is barely an upgrade over Alonso, and then he has the two bad incidences this week. Beatty is not a good outfielder. Bo Bichette is a terrible third baseman. Thank God for Lou Bob. Luis Roberts is the only good thing that they brought in this offseason. Besides, you know what? And I'll take a step back. Devin Williams has been very good. Luke Weaver, of course he starts well. Beatty misses one ball, and now feels like the wheels are falling off. It can't be like this early. And you're going to tell me I'm overreacting. You're going to tell me, but maybe I'm not. Maybe this is a longer line of bad judgment calls from a guy I defended in David Stearns. Maybe this is a longer line of they're closer to a rebuild than they are contention. 888-808-1019. If something doesn't change, it'll be Mendoza first because Boone's built up a cachet. They will cost Mendoza his job. And that's a good baseball man. That's a good baseball manager. That is a guy who I think is the right guy for the job. They're going to cost him his job because they can't fire the players. They're not going to fire Bichette and Lindor and Peralta. And for the Yankees, they can't be a 500 team. They can't just hover around making dumb mistake after dumb mistake. It's time for the big dogs to be the big dogs in that lineup. And yes, I do not think it's as dire for the Yankees. My fear of the Yankees is you're allowing the Blue Jays and the Orioles and the Red Sox to hang around. You know, they're 8-6. It's not the end of the world with the Yankees. It's not the end of the world with the Mets either. I get it. There's a lot of baseball left. The last two games for the Mets, the last four games for the Yankees have felt awful. And the Mets, it's specifically the last two losses. I know they're on a four-game losing streak. But it's specifically the last two losses. And you care more about PR stunts, moving games that didn't need to be moved, to try to get one over on the Yankees. Why do we care about the Yankees if you're Steve Cohen? Why? Steve, stay off of Twitter. I used to like it. It's run its course. You know, maybe there's something too. Never hearing from Leon Rose or James Dolan. Maybe there's something there. And then Stearns is going to have that grin this week. And he's going to sit there and tell us how it's all going to figure itself out. It better. Because you're going to lose a fan base. And the Yankee fan is going to be there because they're going to be in the playoffs. You know, my fear with the Yankees is how far they can actually go. It's not about being in the playoffs. The Mets, they were a bad team for most of last year. They don't change anything. They're going to be a bad team this year. And that is a fan base that has given you your heart, their heart and soul last year, and they're there. They're loud. I don't care if they didn't come to the game that you switched on a last whim because you thought it was too cold and you didn't want to sit in the owner's box when it was too cold out. They are going to lose the fan base quick. The World Cup's coming up. Nice weather in New York. We'll get more excited about, you know, training camp than they will about the Mets. Believe me. There's a lot of things to distract us than there was years ago. They better figure it out.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.